This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week Radio Edition, our final show leading us into the annual WHL Christmas break. Ahead, two WHL clubs paying homage to their past, a pair of jersey retirement ceremonies in Regina and Kamloops, one for Jordan Eberle, the other for Scott Niedermeyer. In Regina, Jordan Eberle's number 7 recently went up at the Brand Center. The former Pat spent 4 seasons in the Queen City from 2006 to 2010. Eberle was the CHL Player of the Year in the 09-10 season and served his country twice at the World Juniors. It was perhaps the World Junior tournaments that turned Eberle into a household name across the nation, thanks in large part to several heroic moments, leading Canada to a gold medal in 2009 and a silver medal in 2010. On his big night, he spoke with voice of the Regina Pats, Phil Andrews.
Former Pats and now Edmonton Oiler and Oklahoma City Baron, I guess, and Jordan Eberle. And Jordan, you may talk about this night. Obviously, it was a good one for your family down at Center Ice, and you got to hear from former players, former coaches. I mean, your thoughts, I mean, probably haven't taken it all in yet, I imagine.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Obviously, I'm pretty young to have this done, but nonetheless, it means a lot to me. And my family was all in attendance to make it, and my grandparents who billeted me, they're going through a tough time right now, and my grandpa's pretty sick, so it's great that they could see this, and I'm really appreciate that everything they've done for me.
It's nice to see him stand up as your banner was being raised to the rafters there tonight.
Yeah, like I said, he's had a little tough time right now. He's going through some chemotherapy for his lung cancer, but like I said, they've been a big part of why I'm here today. It'd be tough for a 16-year-old kid to come in, and you know, they took me in and did a good job, I guess.
So when you come in here tonight, I mean, the memories have to start flooding back at your times played on this ice surface. So what are your favorite memories as being a Regina Pat?
Definitely the first game I played, you know, just skating around, looking where I used to sit. My 50th goal was special.
Yeah.
In my last game. My last game here as a Pat, you know, skating around, they gave me first star, even though I probably didn't deserve it, but, yeah. Giving a standing ovation, and then they called me back out, and I got to skate out again. That was pretty special.
So what about hearing from some of your teammates, you know, Brandon Davidson, Colton Tubert, Dale Durkach, you know, Steve Tambellini here, Kevin Lowe, sending a video over. I mean, that probably feels pretty good to have the support that you have.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have helped me to get me to where I am today, and but you know, at the end of the day, in my view, I'm 22. I still got a long career ahead of me, hopefully.
Yeah.
This is definitely a good way to look back and think about all the good times I had here.
Yeah, the fans certainly like seeing you here tonight. You got a good reception, didn't you?
Yeah, they're great fans. Obviously, I'm well received in Regina. I love being here. This is my hometown, and it's just a great place to be.
All right, Jordan, thanks a lot for this, and big congratulations on a great night.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
The WHL believes that success off the ice is just as important as success on the ice. Each season, the WHL awards close to 300 scholarships to graduate players, a total of 4,300 scholarships since 1993. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
We believe our scholarship program is the most comprehensive available in North America. Not only do we take care of the players' education through high school and preparing them for post-secondary education, but we offer the flexibility of the scholarship program that allows the players to determine whether they want to pursue university or trade school or any form of post-secondary institution, which we fully support through the WHL scholarship program.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Former WHL scoring champion from the Calgary Hitmen, Brandon Kosin.
You got to understand that it's the best league if you want to go pro. And on the other hand, the education program is so good that if it doesn't work out, then you still have that education as well.
Portland Winterhawks forward and St. Louis Blues NHL draft pick, Ty Ratty.
I chose Western Hockey because it was the closest to an NHL schedule. I think you have a game 3-4 times a week, practice every day, so it's the closest to the NHL, and so far throughout my career, it's felt like a pro league.
The WHL, it's your time.
Well, Movember was once again a hit throughout the Canadian Hockey League. 50 CHL teams consisting of 792 registered members raised over $175,000 through their support of men's health and prostate cancer awareness. During November each year, Movember is responsible for the sprouting of mustaches on thousands of men's faces in Canada. and around the world. The annual month-long Mustache Growing and Appreciation Charity event helps raise vital funds and awareness for men's health, specifically prostate cancer. It brings the CHL's two-year fundraising total to over $303,000. For the second straight year, the Mofficials were the top fundraising team in the CHL Movember Network. A group of 178 WHL officials raised over $61,000 and finished as the 12th-ranked team in Canada. Meanwhile, Medicine at Tigers forward Miles Koulis led all CHL players in individual fundraising. The 18-year-old rookie from Los Angeles, California, raised $5,336. What a great Movember across the CHL.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Kamloops Blazers are set to honor former great Scott Niedermeyer. His junior number 28 will go to the rafters at Interior Savings Center after three seasons from 1989 to 1992 and then a long successful pro career with NHL stops in New Jersey and Anaheim. No one else can lay claim to matching Niedermeyer's accomplishments. He's a Memorial Cup champion, a World Junior champ. He's won gold at the World Championships, the World Cup, two gold medals at the Olympics in Salt Lake City and Vancouver, and four Stanley Cups. WHL This Week Radio Edition spoke with Scott about his upcoming jersey retirement ceremony in Kamloops.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's humbling. I mean, really, it doesn't seem like it should be, but just to be honored and thought of in such, I guess, you know, high terms means a lot. And, you know, I'm just thankful that I was part of the Blazer family, and Ken Hitchcock, Don Hay, Tom Rennie, Ed Dempsey, all these guys that were there as coaches while I was there taught me a lot, taught me the right things, and as well as the guys I played with. You know, as a 16-year-old coming into a league like that, there's a lot of growing up to do, a lot of learning, and I was fortunate to have some great teammates that were great examples along the way.
Scott, you played here parts of three seasons from 1989 to 92. You finished up with a Memorial Cup championship in your final season before making the full-time jump to the New Jersey Devils. What stands out when you look back on your time?
I guess what really stands out is just how much fun we had. You know, obviously as, you know, young men growing up, some of us in school and playing hockey, obviously having good teams, made it a lot of fun when you're traveling, you're winning. That's really what stands out, just a great experience, a lot of fun. Like I said, you know, maybe at the time I didn't realize how much I was learning, but now being able to reflect back on it, I realize that I did learn a lot over those 3 years.
What a group of guys you had back here, too. I mean, some of the names on those teams. I mean, you know, not only friends for life, but, you know, Blazer legends when you look back on it.
No, exactly. And, you know, that's why I say I just was very fortunate to be part of such a great group of guys. You know, go to the Memorial Cup twice in 3 years, be able to win it 1 year, pretty amazing, really. So just very thankful that that's where my journey took me through Kamloops.
Scott Niedermeyer's number 28 will go to the rafters January 25th. Hey, that's the show this week. I want to thank Phil in Regina for his help and want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.